Friends, take a seat for a minute. Take a break. We're going to keep singing here in just a moment. But while we kind of transition between teams, I wanted to call our attention to a special day in the life of the church. In the church, there's a different calendar than what we have, the liturgical calendar. Does anyone know what today is? It's Christ the King Sunday. Christ the King Sunday is literally the last Sunday of the liturgical year. It's New Year's Eve in the church. The new year begins with the first week of Advent, which is next Sunday. So this is kind of the last Sunday of the year. And in the church, they call this Christ the King Sunday. Christ the King. There couldn't be a more fitting night for us just to gather to praise with our voices. But what does that look like in the heavenly realm, Christ the King? What are they doing now? For a couple minutes, just a couple minutes, I want us to push through the wardrobe into the deep presence of the kingdom of God so that we might see more fully what the heavens are doing around the King who is Christ. Hear these words from the book we love, from the first chapter of Revelation, and then jumping over to chapter 4 and 5. Listen, listen, listen as if for the first time to a truth that if we believe will overwhelm us and launch us into that wide open country of salvation. I, John, your brother, who share with you in Jesus the persecution and the kingdom and the patient endurance, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day when I heard a loud voice behind me like a trumpet say, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and finally to Laodicea. And then I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands was one like the Son of Man, clothed in a long robe with a golden sash across his chest. His head and hair were as white as white wool, white as snow, eyes like flames of fire, feet like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many rivers. In his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining at full strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he came and put his right hand on my shoulder and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. I was dead, and see, I am alive and live forever and ever, and I have the keys of death and of Hades. So now write what you see, what is and what is to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. And then he does just what he was told. He writes a letter each to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and finally to Laodicea in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. And then a vision continues in Revelation 4. And the word of God says this. And then I looked, and there in heaven a door stood open. And the first voice which I heard speaking to me said, come up here and I'll show you what must take place after this. And at once I was in the Spirit, and there in heaven stood a throne with one seated on the throne. And the one seated there looks like jasper and carnelian. And around the throne is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. And around the throne are 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones are 24 elders dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their head. And coming from the throne are flashes of lightning and rumbling and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne burn seven flaming torches, which are the seven spirits of God sent into all the earth. And in front of the throne there's something like a sea of glass, like crystal. And around the throne and on each side of the throne are four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature is like a lion. The second living creature is like an ox. The third living creature has got the face of a human face. And the fourth living creature is like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. And day and night and night and day they sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the four living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall before the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." And then I saw in the right hand of the one who is seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back. It was sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to take the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to take that scroll and break its seals. And I began to weep bitterly because no one was worthy to take the scroll and break its seals. But then one of the elders came and said to me, "Do not weep. See? Do you see it? The Lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered so that he can take the scroll and break its seals." And then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who is seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sing a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood, you ransomed from God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a priest and kings serving our God, and they will reign on earth forever." And then I looked, and I heard the sound of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And then I looked and saw every living creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that has breath, singing, "To the one who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. My friends, it's Christ the King Sunday. This is the word of the Lord. When we push through the wardrobe and enter into the kingdom of God that even now, through the power of the Spirit is breaking in upon us, this is what's happening. There's so much to see. The vision of the resurrected Christ, eyes of flame, feet burnished bronze, face like the sun shining at full force. There's a throne, and that round that throne is pressing in every living creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth. The 24 elders, the 12 patriarchs, the 12 apostles, the four living creatures, the lion that is the bravest, the ox that is the strongest, the eagle the swiftest, the one with the human face, the wisest, all of them coming before the throne. But what overwhelms me is what they're doing is what we are doing tonight, which is what we will do for eternity. They sing. Did you notice that in this vision, the people of God, every living creature, all the diversity of creation presses in towards the Lamb and the one on the throne? And all of that diversity and wonder is included in a dynamic unity in Jesus. And their unity is held together in song. Five hymns. Old hymns, a new song they sing. They can't help but sing. The people of God, my friends, are a singing people. From our toes to our tongue, we sing. David sang, Miriam sang, Moses sang, my grandmother sang, you sing. God gave us these voices, not just so that we can communicate, but that we might get caught up in the large vision of God and that we might use this instrument to declare his glory. My friends, it's time for you to come and to stand with me again. And for the rest of the night, let's join heaven and let them hear us from Hope College tonight and sing. Because when we sing in here, we join with them there. And they come and we are caught up in that great worship service. Amen? Let's pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, come three in one. Pour out your spirit and power tonight that we might get caught up into this vision where we are pressing in towards your throne, that we might be counted among those in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, that all that has breath might come and worship you with song. Tonight we declare, Jesus Christ, you are King. And we know that the antidote to terror, the antidote to fear, is a people who will worship you with full confidence. For you cannot stop a worshiping people because you, God, are the resurrected one and you tell us not to fear. So come, now we worship you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all the people said, amen. Come on now, come onto your feet and let's worship the Lord.